Records would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! It was an unfortunate confrontation. I don't think all the information was really out there. I don't think that this is the time to get into that, but I think that anybody that knows me or anybody that's played with me and through the duration of my career, is there's never been a situation like that. So to think that it just happened out of the blue would be foolish. So, for the info to be out there like that and for one side to be told, it's just not it.
But, I mean, you've had a chance to tell your side of it, though, and you haven't really told anybody your side of it, right?
Well, because it's over. Our organization made a statement. We put an end to it. But I think it's pretty obvious that all the info wasn't out there.
Okay.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I'd like to thank everybody for calling and texting. Most of all, thank you for listening. Thank you to Kevin. Thank
what it do, baby?
Yeah, yo, what do you know?
For keeping things on track. And thank you to Ray for running back and forth and doing everything he does.
What they did to me on Twitter is incredible.
Thank you, also Luke Kanellis, in for Mully today. Lou,
thanks,
it was a lot of fun, went fast, and I hope you had a good time with
great
it.
Great time.
Now it's time to bring in Dan and Connor, and that was Jason Vargas.
Please.
Explaining his side of the story. Did he cry there?
Was
he choked up?
I think there was crying. It was a very emotional time for Jason Vargas.
Good for whoever that reporter was to say, wait a second here, hold on. Now that after you declare it over, you can say that what was reported wasn't true and there's another side that has to come out and you're not going to say what it is because it's over, despite the fact that you had every chance to describe exactly what happened when we were covering.
I have information here that completely exonerates me. Can we see it? No. You can't
not.
See that.
Did he find at least? Was he fined at all?
Vargas? No, I don't think so.
I doubt
reprimanded.
It.
Well, reprimanded.
Harshly
means
by the
nothing.
Wilpons.
Yeah. It's like, come on. The manager got away with it. He, didn't apologize the first time he had a chance to apologize. He called the reporters back to apologize for not apologizing. And then Vargas's lame response.
All of it orchestrated by Brody Van Wagenen, I'm sure.
His living room.
He's just texting, sitting on the couch.
Remotely.
He's got his feet up, and he's just telling everybody what it is and how they'd like to apologize.
Do the Wilpons even deserve to own a franchise anymore?
No. It's not about deserve, and it never has been. You've been around sports long enough to know if you are wealthy enough, you deserve whatever you can buy into. And that's where you are. Whether or not they actually want to win, whether or not they care about the business of baseball, I don't know.
Growing up, it was called the Bronx Zoo. Now it's the Flushing Meadows Zoo.
It really is. But that's, we were talking about that with Joe Sheehan the other day. There are a handful of organizations in baseball right now, like even despite they're talking about expanding and moving, splitting the Rays between Tampa and Montreal and then probably Nashville and then the Quad Cities, I think, is how they're going to split that team up. All they're looking for are a good enough number of ownerships that are willing to just handle the finances of a Major League Baseball franchise and do it in such a way that, they look like they're turning profit so they can participate in MLB AM's, revenue sharing thing and just be a bank for the rest of the teams in baseball. That's really all that 10 maybe ownerships in baseball is looking for. It's kind of gross, but it leaves you with where you're at. It's kind of seedy,
so
but that's baseball.
I think we'll see Kimbrel today and Little Leaguers all over Chicago dangling their arms on the mound tonight. Do you think that the Craig Kimbrel impact is going to be immediate for the Cubs?
Yeah, I think if he's here, he's here. He's not here to sit on the bench. I think he's here to be the closer, and once he's declared ready and in uniform, let's go. Let's get at it. And yes, short answer.
What was your take on Yu Darvish tweeting back and forth with Gordon Whitmire?
I like it. I think it's
like
pretty
it?
Funny. Yeah,
with
sure.
Darvish?
Why the hell not? I don't think
Darvish, whose every mental exercise is meticulously examined and weighed and discussed.
But that's the thing. If every mental exercise of his is weighed, measured, and discussed, and each one has the equal likelihood of throwing him off, then what does any one of them matter? If anything, he did, it could have been he chose a peanut butter and grape jelly sandwich instead of strawberry jelly, and that is the thing that let him pipe that fastball to a kid. Like, it doesn't, it almost doesn't matter. That guy is able to get into his head about anything. And that's why from the beginning of the season, I've looked at each and every start of his and gone, eh, let's see what these five innings look like.
So you know, everything matters, that also means that nothing matters.
That's what I'm saying, Kev. Everything matters, nothing matters. It's really he's your guy.
That's deep,
he's a nihilist that's dream. Deep. He's Kevin Zipak's starting pitcher dream.
For me, the Darvish discussion gets really strange because it's after the fact. We look at what actually happens, and then we always end up grasping for some reasons why it happened when it's not necessarily causal. We could say it was raining. He was returning to Texas. He didn't have his catcher. There's always something driving the narrative after the fact. And it's all based on results. It's all based on he gave up home runs. Therefore, it had to be this.
Well, the Cubs are responsible for that to some degree. Because that's been the narrative since the day he arrived. From his first spring training, when things didn't quite look right. And they had an explanation for why things didn't look right. So every time things didn't look right afterward, they offered an explanation, so we became used to hearing one.
An injury might be a completely legitimate explanation for why he struggled when he got here. And they needed to go into his elbow and take some stuff out of there. The guy was hurt, and that's fine, and we get it. But now it's possible he's just not that good
anymore. I was just going to say, maybe he's just not that good. Maybe he's got a great fastball, as Chip Carey told us. Maybe he doesn't use it enough. Mm-hmm. He should use it more, should worry less about all the pitches he's using out there. But, you know, you look at his numbers over the course of his career, Dan. What, he had 10 wins how many years ago? And he hasn't had more than 10 wins in the last six, seven
seasons.
But
his stuff is that good. His stuff is still...
Yeah, but
still...
some guys know how to win and some guys don't. No, maybe he's that guy.
Nah, there's the knowing how to win thing, I think, is obviated by what we know. I mean, I don't look at pitcher wins. I look at the actual results of what he can control. And unfortunately, where around the league, pitching coaches and these pitching infrastructures are better understanding how pitchers should concentrate on what they do best. I don't know how to advise Yu Darvish. I don't know how they're advising Yu Darvish, but for a guy that's got nine pitches, ideally, you tell him, throw what you are throwing best. And it could be on one night it's something, and another night it's another thing, but get him in the lab. You got to get him in the lab. Do what you got to do. Apply some measurables here to streamline whatever his plan is, because I can't tell night in and night out what they think he's great at now.
A lot of that has to do with him, too. I mean, he's got a starting pitcher has to trust that plan and know that the catcher behind the plate that night understands that plan and how they're going to attack things. I can't help but wonder. We had Ryan Dempster in a couple of weeks ago just asked the same thing about
Darvish. Gave a plan.
Yeah, he gave a plan, and it was throw the fastball as many times as you can. See how many home runs you can give up throwing that fastball. Unfortunately, the answer to that plan has been more home runs than I think Dempster thought at the time. You know, I mean, you can see where Dempster was kind of going with that.
That's
throw more fastballs
and let it eat. The league is not throwing as many fastballs because the balls that curve are harder to hit.
Darvish has always also put too many fastballs in that spot, too. Yeah. You know, he's put it like center cut right over the... I mean, you can't do that. You can't put that
thing
there.
But he's fixed now because he talked to Mike Borzello during a break, and now he's going to handle lefties.
You know, and who knows? Maybe that one thing sticks, and it's something else that falls off the wagon for him. You're right about the narrative, David, that there is something constructed around Darvish. But Darvish he's fed that fire some by talking about his own internal discussion, you know, the things that go on within his head. And I applaud him for that. I really do. I appreciate when athletes live a little bit more out loud than we're used to the last 15 years or so. But that comes with consequence. It does come with cost at times. And if you can't manage that cost, if you struggle doing it, then you've got to, you have to fight that when you're out there. And that can become something a fight that's not really winnable on an inning-to-inning basis.
I also don't think he's helped by having a catcher who is jumpy and sometimes difficult to get dialed in himself.
He's got to hit the deck on a breaking ball like that.
Yep. You're just trying to get Taylor Davis back in Chicago. That's what you guys are doing.
Maybe.
You guys want him in studio every Tuesday or something. Right?
Yeah. I wouldn't be upset.
I wish they could put his brain in a jar and have it wired up with electrodes. Right. And just somehow have that overlaid on Wilson Contreras' rocket arm and athleticism and just combine the two, but can't do that.
No, he is he is one of those guys at Iowa that, you know, he's not the most interesting guy at Iowa, though. The other guy that you get talked
Robel
about.
Garcia?
Oh, Robel Garcia.
Yeah.
21 home runs now, 57 runs batted in. Do you think we'll see him?
Aren't those decisions that are going to be fascinating to watch them make over the next couple of weeks? Because you have a bench now.
What do you have to lose?
That has a Daniel Descalzo's guaranteed money, an option on Albert Almora.
I'm not sure they would miss that.
Well, that's the thing. Those are the things you have to lose. And if those are the things, then all that costs you is money. Thing of it is it took an unforeseen circumstance to take Ben Zobrist's money off the books to add Craig Kimbrell. You still have to add money probably with the left-handed reliever that you're going to go trade for. I mean, this is, if it's Daniel Descalzo, that's money you have to eat. If it's anybody else with guaranteed cash, that's money you've got to eat in order to bring up Robel Garcia, and it costs you a 40-man
spot. If there's lightning in that bottle, you have to catch it.
Well, we know they won't.
Considering where the offense is, yeah.
What did Theo say upon the signing of Carlos Gonzalez? You know, it's a low-risk, high-reward possibility. He's been known to go on an epic tear. Well, he sucks out loud. And this is the epic tear is not coming. Don't look at that slash line. So at some point, you're cutting bait with that because that's not working. And you're going to have to rejigger this because there's just too many of these low-energy nights from your offense. Too many times where you're not having competitive at-bats, and it's starting to feel inevitable that guys just aren't going to come around when they reach base.
But they're in first place.
Correct. Does anyone here think that Zobrist may come back?
Yeah.
The Cubs
do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to find out.
I mean, and then what happens with the money that's already spent now on Kimbrel?
September. Prorate it.
Yeah. I
mean, you're paying him for a month.
$2 million for Zobrist a month, something like that.
And do we have to wait for Zobrist to come back before they start hitting with runners in scoring position?
Well, who knows what Zobrist
will
look like.
If that's the case, you may give away the NL Central before you get there.
Yeah. Yeah. The question is, should they be 6 games up?
No.
Well, yes, they should be, Dan.
It could be.
And the fear is that the Cubs will look back at this stretch with the Brewers struggling,
3-9,
them struggling as well, and say that is where we lost the season, or that is when things got away from us.
And it's how it happened.
Yeah.
It's giving away outs on the bases. It's having an at-bat.
Why is that happening, Dan? Why the poor base running? Why the mental mistakes with this team right now?
Some of it's pressing. I think people are trying to make a play, draw a throw, force the action. I think guys are getting their risk calculus is changing in a way that's just kind of dumb. And that's manager's got to talk to him about it.
So what do you guys got going today?
Well, Len Casper is going to join us at 10:20, midday midway at 10:40, and then Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer is going to join us at 11, and we're going to get all the latest on all the
Cubbies
from him directly.
Looking forward to that. Have a great show, guys.
Thanks, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby. I'm done.
Live on the score from Madden's post, joining Joe Madden and Ron Coomer, it was Anthony Rizzo and David Ross.
When KB picked up the ball, did you see it? It's going to be a good throw all the way. Were you concerned about the slip?
So I had thought, just don't let the ball get by me, because I thought he was going to be safe. And then he slips, and I'm just like, oh, God, please don't miss this. And once you catch and secure it, it was
it's really an amazing feeling.
Party time.
Oh, my God, unbelievable.
Hear the entire conversation with Madden, Rizzo, Ross, and Coomer on 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here. In honor of this weekend's Yankees-Red Sox London Series, here's my all-royalty team. Our outfield features Edwin, the Duke of Flatbush Schneider in center, flanked by Dave Kingman and Mookie Betts. He's reportedly a distant cousin of Duchess Meghan Markle. We'll start Prince Fielder at first, Jeff King at second, and Josh Prince at third. Duke Sims, Earl Beatty, and Steve Barron will divide the catching, with King Carl Hubbell and King Felix Hernandez and Orlando El Duque Hernandez as our royal aces. Earl Wilson and Mel Queen are in the pen, and if they can't get it done, then we'll have to put up our Dukes, Zach Duke and Duke Welker. King Kelly and Earl Weaver are my skippers, with Bob Prince up in the booth. Bloody brilliant, I say. Bloody brilliant. Don't you think? I'm Boomer Esiason.
My hands make metal fly. My hands can fix anything. My hands serve part-time in the Air National Guard and save lives. But my hands can't do it alone. Become a maintainer at GoANG.com or call us at 1-800-TO-GO-ANG.
Billy here with the Diamond Air in St. Great.
Now what, Lauren?
We got a customer shopping us online.
Oh, well, now that's not a problem because the Diamond Air is online.
Well, Billy, is buying a diamond online really a good idea?
Well, yes and no. I mean, sure, you can buy a diamond online, but don't just go to the first big broker site you see expecting to get a good deal. Buy from a reputable dealer who knows what they are offering you. See, I own my diamonds. The big online sites, they don't.
And at the Diamond Air, we hand select every diamond at the best price we can find. A cost savings we always pass along to you. We even have estate diamonds for deep discounts.
And frankly, given our generous trade-in policy and guaranteed service, if our prices are better than the big online dealer, then why wouldn't you buy from the Diamond Air?
Call or text 630-355-RING for more info.
Better yet, come live the ultimate Diamond Air experience where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please! Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
It's sizzling sprint weekend. This weekend only, switch to Sprint and get $100 via prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. That's right, you'll get $100 for each new phone. Get a network built for unlimited and a great price at Sprint. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit a Sprint store during sizzling sprint weekend, June 28th, 29th, and 30th to learn more. Requires port, online registration, and 60 days of service before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time. Weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Albert Almora Jr.
When you guys saw the outpouring, whether it was people like writing on the building, which I thought was crazy, with the chalk, or the parade itself, like what was going through your mind?
I didn't know what to expect. That was my first year, the first couple months, just like us. So that's what we were, I guess, used to. Or not used to, but like we were brought into this, into the big leagues, and all we did right away was to win. So I think the next year was the big learning curve for, I think, myself and maybe for Willie too, when we lost, you know, and then we weren't the last team standing. So it's a learning curve for every part. Obviously, we're super fortunate we got to the league the same year in 16, and 3 months later we're world champs. Like, wow, you know what I mean? It's that easy, huh? Yeah, we're just going to do it every year.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bob Costas, who is joining us from the booth in Wrigley Field.
What is your favorite memory of time spent in our fair burg?
The Sandberg game, which people still talk about, maybe the greatest regular season game I've ever witnessed, let alone broadcast. And then all the Jordan era moments, but it was capped by the last shot against Utah in 98, which I did the play-by-play of. So those are not just Chicago highlights. Those are on my top 10 list of my entire career.
And in that moment leading up to the Jordan shot, is it even possible to not think about the context of what you're about to call?
You're chronicling not just an NBA championship, not just a dramatic game, but the closing chapters of one of the epic careers in the history of American sports.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
I'm a maintainer with the Air National Guard. My hands make metal fly. My hands can fix anything. Aircraft, inside and out, munitions, you name it. My hands serve part-time and save lives. They were forged in the Air National Guard. My hands command top dollar on the market, but my hands can't do it alone. They need your help. Become a maintainer in the Air National Guard, and let's see what our hands can build together. Visit GoANG.com. Or call us at 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Sunday morning, join the Score's Matt Spiegel as he broadcasts Hit and Run live at the Chicago Dogs game at Impact Field in Rosemont. Listen in from 9 a.m. through Cubs pregame and get caught up on all things baseball. Brought to you by the Chicago Dogs, where every day's Fan Appreciation Day. For tickets, visit chicagodogs.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Trevor looked sharp most of the time. He did give up one home run on Saturday when he pitched back-to-back, but he just seemed like he was comfortable with his body. He was ready to let it loose. First four fastballs were 95 miles per hour. Then he went 94. Then he went 96. It was 95 the rest of the way. The first curveball he threw was to a right-handed hitter. It landed in the left-hand hitting batter's box, and the guy swung anyway. It was just nasty. And he looked like the Craig Kimbrell who has averaged 14 and a half strikeouts for nine innings over the course of his career. He looks sharp. 1-2-3 inning to finish your game. I think Cubs fans get used to seeing that.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Len Casper, TV voice of the Cubs at 10:20. Midday, midway at 10:40. Jed Hoyer, Cubs executive VP and general manager, at 11, and surprises along the way as well. What's our phone number? 312-644-6767. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text or a sext, if intended or wayward, we don't care. You go to 67011, and when you send something, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein_MCK. He is at C1McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
Anchored down Commodores, Vanderbilt World Series, College World Series champions, Kumar Rocker, first-round draft pick. Great run by Michigan. Nice little thing.
Great story.
One of the last ones in, the second to, I mean, that's a hell of a thing. But man, is that Vandy team good. Woo.
When you download the app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. We also have a video feed. Brian Gertsch directs that, and there's cameras that show us here, and you can watch us at watch670thescore.com.
Yes, you can.
And at Facebook Live. The producers are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the man in the back doing what he does, the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz. This remains an immensely frustrating time to be watching the Cubs. Everything feels kind of attenuated and tense.
It really is. I look at last night's game, and before we even get to the Yu Darvish stuff, and oh, believe me, we're going to get to the Yu Darvish stuff. It's the offense that frustrates me more than anything else, because essentially, you've got three solo shots last night. I know Wilson Contreras hit himself a triple, but an RBI ground out gets him in. That ball could have gone. A little wind maybe knocks it down. Who knows? Essentially, what you're looking at are three long fly balls that score your runs. Notably, on each of those long fly balls, how many Cubs were on base?
Not enough.
None of the Cubs were on base for those. And that's not how this offense is supposed to function. And, you know, whether you want to look at on base percentages or opposite field slugging percentages, you got to have bodies. You got to have bodies on the base pads. And when you don't, when you're trying to get yourself through times of struggle like this, and by the way, it's time of struggle for just about every NL Central team. The Reds have lost four straight after winning six in a row. The Brewers are 3-9 in their last, what would that be, 12 games? And then the Cardinals lost three in a row for sure. They've all given the Cubs a chance to pick up 2, 3, even 4 games in the last week or so, and they just haven't been able to do it. That's frustrating. Missed opportunities are frustrating. And when you're missing some of those, when you don't have men on base the way the Cubs didn't last night and haven't for the bulk of the last 10 days or so, so it seems, so it feels, you cannot have mistakes around the edges. You cannot have base running mistakes like you had two nights ago. You cannot have Wilson Contreras not going down to block a baseball that was not in the dirt that leads to an extra run. You can't afford those kind of things.
In different fielding.
It's been sloppy.
And even if it's not a charged error, the idea of not cutting off not or allowing a guy to get an extra base on a throw that goes through, or not being able to turn a double play, just giving another team more opportunities, it's tighter. Tighten it up. Tighten everything up.
It has to be done. And I don't, at some point, you have asked all you can from the guys on the 25-man roster. You get Kimbrel back, and really yesterday's start by Yu Darvish's standards, and I know it irks Cubs fans, and I don't mean to do it to you to kind of put a sliding scale on Yu Darvish, but let's be honest. The man's on a sliding scale. I mean, every start is, at least from my perspective, every start is its own thing. There doesn't seem to be anything connectedness, any sort of connectedness from one start to another. There was a decent run of about 5, but nothing seems to stay, and whether that's because the guy has 9 pitches or whether it's because he can't keep his own noggin in his own brain inside his noggin, I don't know what it is, but it's frustrating. It's very frustrating, and he will remain frustrating start to start to start.
Unless all of a sudden a light turns on, or Borzello and everybody in the magic pitching lab can determine what it is he should be doing and how he should be doing it.
How long does the light stay on, though? The guy's like a whack-a-mole machine. Every time you think you've got everything tapped down, the next 2 or 3 problems Springly. Pop up, you know? I mean, it's like a Looney Tunes cartoon. There's nothing you do that actually fixes the issue. It's just one comical fix after the other that leads the next leak to go.
This segment's brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse. They're off and running with live racing and entertainment at beautiful Arlington International Racecourse. Friday is country night, and Saturday is bacon, beer, and bloodies. Need they say more? Visit arlingtonpark.com for details and VIP experiences. It's a difficult watch. It is, you know, the expectations that were laid out by the Cubs themselves. The idea, if we go back to the watchwords of this season, the watchwords of urgency, of everything mattering, and the idea that production means more than reputation and name. Theo Epstein said it, and we knew the guys he was talking about. We knew all these first-round picks, all these spots that he had, too few spots for too many guys that this team has invested in. And he said it's going to be about production. Well, there's a lot of guys who aren't producing.
Ideally, urgency means you've got guys on the bench nominally on the bench pushing for playing time. That hasn't happened this season. Daniel Descalso has been very bad after a good first 3 weeks. Addison Russell has been very bad. It's not been there for him. Albert Almora Jr., as good as he is defensively and as solid as he can be, He's not been an offensive player, and whether that's because they've had to sacrifice some development for winning some games over the last 4 years or not, at this point, you don't have the production from some of those bench guys to force urgency. So, question becomes, can you invent some of that urgency yourself if you're a front office? Are there guys from within your own system that need to get called up, that need looks, if nothing else, to roll the dice one more time? Are there trades that you can make now that roll the dice one more time and add some production in? I know that they're going to end up looking for bullpen help. Every team in their position does. But offensively, you know, Joe Maddon has been frustrated with the results. Maybe not the approach. Very happy with the opposite field slugging percentage, and it should be. I believe it still leads baseball if the Astros haven't taken that over like they've taken over everything else in Major League Baseball. But that's a good sign. It's just when you roll into an NL leading 64 double plays in a season so far, you erase some of the good work that you've done. You've got to get the ball lifted a little bit more.
Listening to Joe Maddon, it is clear that he is as frustrated as he's been. The terms that he's using, the number of times he's repeating the mantra of "we have to get better." When you hear him like that, coming from Joe, as upbeat as he's always been, that's pretty serious stuff. That's a pretty serious understanding of that he's seeing what we're seeing. I wonder, we should hear from some more from him. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October.
There's an expectation put on the team, and over again, it's been brought up. We've got Jed Hoyer on at 11 o'clock, and there are some fair questions to ask about what this offense can look like if it's rejiggered a little bit, as you said during transition with David and Luke Kanellis and from Molly. There's a question of what more can be done with an offense that's been as top-heavy as the Cubs have. It's a good thing that Wilson Contreras is hitting the way he is. It's a good thing that Javi Baez has shown a little bit of power, even though the struggles have been pretty prominent over the last 3 weeks. Joe's mentioned, actually, Joe was on with Lawrence yesterday. Joe Maddon was on with Lawrence yesterday, and he mentioned the fact that this offense has been the thing he sees as, I believe he called it a variable in this season. Have a listen.
We have so much offensive talent, and there's some, we got to figure out a way how to win a game like last night somehow late. We had opportunities. It didn't manifest itself. But I think the real run comes through the offense. I think we were able to play pitch defense, bullpen. We had a base running gap last night. But overall, I think all that stuff is in place. The consistency from the offense is really going to permit the run.
Joe Maddon with Lawrence Holmes yesterday, when he says last night's game, he's talking about two nights ago, what with the base running mistake, Wilson Contreras taking off late from second, getting tossed out at third. That was the Amber Alzolay bunt thing that didn't go well for them, and a bad decision that really hit him three times overall. That's what this is. I mean, if the manager's looking at your offense saying, this is our variable, this is the thing that we need to get a little bit more sorted out, then he's probably right. I mean, because Craig Kimbrell comes up today, and like you say, he's more than likely available. I mean, you don't call the guy up if he can't throw a couple of pitches, especially with where the bullpen's at. But as he slots in, as Carl Edward Jr.'s come back, that rotation kind of evens itself out one way or another. That's something of a constant for them. It might not be as good as you'd hope it to be, but it is something of a constant. The offense has not been.
And to simplify things, in baseball now, the best way to fix your offense is to hit the ball over the fence with people on base. High on base percentage, high slugging percentage, score a ton of runs, win a lot of games, ball go far, team go far. Who do you think are the top three MLB teams in weighted runs created plus, which is the catch-all offensive statistic, the single best offensive statistic? Any point over 100 is a percentage above league average at the time. And anything under 100 is below average at the time.
I'm going to go with the Dodgers.
Dodgers are third with a team WRC plus of 114.
The Astros?
The Astros are the best offensive team in baseball with a team WRC plus of 119. Who is in between the Astros and the Dodgers?
Give me the Twins.
Yep, you got it. The Twins are at 118. Those are your top three. Astros, Twins, Dodgers.
And are the Yankees fourth?
The Yankees are fifth.
Ah.
The Mariners are fourth. But what do these teams have in common? What do they have in common? The Astros, 131 homers. The Twins, 149 homers. The Dodgers, 131 homers. Mariners, 145 home runs. The Yankees, 134. This is how you score.
If you wanted to, I don't know which page you're on or what sort you're in, but if you wanted to sort by ground ball rate for the offenses, I think you would find the Cubs much higher on that list than you'd like. I checked it this morning. It's 47.1%. That's their ground ball rate. That is second in Major League Baseball. It's too many balls on the ground.
The Marlins are first at 49.9%. That's a great catch on your part. The White Sox are third at 46.9%.
Are they really?
It is what you talk about. The idea of hitting into double plays, well, what's that a function of? Hitting into a lot of double plays means you've got guys on base.
Yeah, it's not slow runners. It's
right.
Not. It's I mean, that can't help your ground ball rate, let's be honest.
It means you have guys on base and you're hitting too many ground balls.
What it is. That's what that is. I mean, you saw it last night. You hit into too many double plays. Chris Bryant rolls one over, despite the home run that he had last night. What's that? His third in June, I think.
Correct.
In back-to-back days or back-to-back games for Bryant. I think he sat out the one in between, and then he had the one last night. But, you know, it's weird. Bryant has been such a force for this offense at different points in his career. A rookie of the year, an MVP. The launch angle is there. The exit velo is there. And yet, for whatever reason, the production just hasn't been over the last month, month and a half or so. I know you took a look at Bryant in your column on 670thescore.com yesterday, mm-hmm. and it seems like things check out for one of the best third basemen in baseball, like top three kind of guy, a guy that can win you an MVP on a good team with a bunch of hitters, a couple of hitters around him. You've proven that before. And yet, that's where you stand.
His actual overall numbers this year are right in line with his career numbers. They are right in line. And even though he's had peaks and valleys to get to those averages, all of his rate stats are fine. His launch angle's fine.
Mm-hmm.
His exit velocity is fine. There have just been too many times, and we've had this debate about clutch and about situations. There have just been too many individual times up and down this roster where guys have not been able to remain themselves in more important situations.
Well, and this is where you bet on the long term, right? If you're the front office, you're saying Chris Bryant, over the course of the season with those kind of numbers, those kind of swing paths and exit velocities and all that stuff, you bet on that to be the kind of player that he's been in the past. The question then comes, and it's going to come to the front office, and we'll ask it of Jed Hoyer at 11. The question's going to come, and it's do the pieces around the guy that you're convinced is real good, not just Bryant, but Wilson Contreras and Baez and Rizzo, you know, those four dudes, do the pieces around him need to be altered some? Do the guys, do the other dudes on base, the extra points on the scoreboard, do they need to be changed around some?
Well, this texter for the 412 says, if you want to get a bunch of people on base and then hit home runs, you're going to need new players. Well, then explain to me how the Cubs are top 10 in on-base percentage and top 10 in home runs.
A lot of walks from Wilson Contreras and Javi Baez.
They get on base and they hit home runs.
They do.
They're still not doing it enough.
That's the second highest ground ball rate in baseball. It's too many of them. I mean, it's just too many.
This is Fred in Elgin on the score.
Yes. Good morning. To address the point about the Cubs' ability to get runners on base, but as we know, we continue to struggle to get runners. To score, and our speed is somewhat lacking in the base paths. I'm curious on the whole idea of the small ball. Specifically, a couple nights ago, we had runners in first and second. Bryant was coming up. We know he struggles right now with getting the launch angle up.
No, his launch angle's fine.
His launch angle's fine, but his ability to hit into the double play obviously has been a concern, and I would have loved to have seen a bunt.
Oh, God, you're bunting with Chris Bryant with two runners on? You're fired.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you're fired.
And I get it 100%, but in that situation, Chris Bryant hasn't shown that. I would love to see the bunt second, third.
If you would like to see a bunt from Chris Bryant with runners on base, you are fired.
Then we will continue to struggle, I think. I'll listen to your response. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
let's make it out on purpose.
How does him bunting help him hit the next homer?
Yeah, that's...
You know, carry it down to the next step. Like, even if you get the run across that time with a well-placed bunt or hitting it away from the shift or what have you, with runners on, if they're even shifting, how does that help you hit the next home run?
Yeah,
because that's what you're going to lay down another bunt in the next situation with Chris Bryant, then you've taken the bat out of his hands twice. That's not an offensive strategy.
That's 30 more seconds than you should have spent on that. Dave is in Kenosha. He's on the score.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I was curious about your thoughts on how they're pitching the Cubs, how the opponents are pitching the Cubs with their lack of ability to get timely hits. And, you know, you're talking about launch angle and everything else. Isn't there a propensity to hit, get over the top on balls that are low in the zone and hit into double plays?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
The way swings are shaped right now, it's the low balls that can even be, they hit higher.
Usually get lifted. It's kind of a, Joe talked about it a little bit last night and a little bit with Lawrence yesterday. It's kind of a rollover situation, and that can happen a little bit with, you know, kind of something that's coming in on the hands a little bit, or even a breaking ball that's kind of away, you know, as the right-hander tries to reach out and, you know, a little bit too much top hand kind of thing. I think the Cubs suffer from something that a lot of quote-unquote launch angle teams suffer from, and that's a diagnosis by pitching staffs of throwing a bunch of high fastballs. I mean, that's kind of what it feels like. That's where your strikeouts come from, and that's where your non-productive at-bats can land. I don't necessarily think strikeouts are a terrible thing. Certainly they're not great, but if that's the cost of hitting a bunch of home runs and being on base as much as they are, I'll take that. You just can't have the ground balls that come with it. And you can't have a one-third of the lineup that doesn't fight and doesn't produce as much as you asked them to this offseason.
This segment is brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric.
Got some more from Joe Maddon to get to. There's some questions around the Cubs offense, but Craig Kimbrell has been called up. Want to know if Cubs fans believe that that's something that's going to push them over an edge. Maybe it's a shot in the arm. Certainly, I got a number for you when we come back about how to use Craig Kimbrell, where he'll be used, and how often perhaps he can get the Cubs to that extra win. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Cubs fans, seven Cubs have advanced to the 2019 MLB All-Star Game Starters Election. This is your chance to vote for Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo drives one in the air, deep right field, back toward the corner, it's got a chance! Go!
Chris Bryant.
Bryant drives one in the air, near the fence, at the wall, home run! Chris Bryant with a game winner.
Javi Baez.
Baez hits one in the air to right field and deep, it's got a chance! Go!
Wilson Contreras.
Swing and a drive to left field and deep, go!
Albert Almora.
Almora swings. Hits one to deep left field. Gone!
Jason Hayward.
Hayward hits a hot fly ball. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Grand slam.
And Kyle Schwarber.
Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Upper deck. What a blast.
This special election will determine the 2019 MLB All-Star Game starters. The deadline to vote is 3 p.m. today. So go to Cubs.com and cast your ballot for these Cubs now.
Billy here with the Diamond Air in St. Great. Now what, Lauren?
We got a customer shopping us online.
Oh, well, now that's not a problem because the Diamond Air is online.
Well, Billy, is buying a diamond online really a good idea?
Well, yes and no. I mean, sure, you can buy a diamond online, but don't just go to the first big broker site you see expecting to get a good deal. Buy from a reputable dealer who knows what they are offering you. See, I own my diamonds. The big online sites, they don't.
And at the Diamond Air, we hand select every diamond at the best price we can find. A cost saving we always pass along to you. We even have estate diamonds for deep discounts.
And frankly, given our generous trade-in policy and guaranteed service, if our prices are better than the big online dealer, then why wouldn't you buy from the Diamond Air?
Call or text 630-355-RING for more info.
Better yet, come live the ultimate Diamond Air experience where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
My hands make metal fly. My hands can fix anything. My hands serve part-time in the Air National Guard and save lives. But my hands can't do it alone. Become a maintainer at GoANG.com or call us at 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3. And 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable. I mean,
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
There are lots of ads out there for home security systems. Cheap, install it yourself, then hope it works systems. But that's not what I want protecting my home and family. I want real security from real security professionals. So I use Alarm.com. I'm Allie, co-founder of Alarm.com. Our security systems are professionally designed for your home and your family. Alarm.com powered systems are installed by local licensed security experts and are professionally monitored 24/7, so first responders can quickly respond during emergencies. And if you're interested in the latest smart home devices, an Alarm.com system can include smart video cameras, doorbell cameras, lights, locks, thermostats, garage doors, and more. Plus, voice control with Alexa or Google Home. Our systems are professionally installed by local experts who know exactly what to install and how to install it right the first time. Don't settle. If you want to protect your home and family, go pro with Alarm.com. Visit alarm.com/radio today. That's alarm.com/radio.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. It's the perfect month to take part in a local beach cleanup. Check with your parks department to see about upcoming events. Also, consider adopting a beach to help keep that beach clean all year long. If you don't live near an ocean, river cleanups are also an option, as the water will eventually find its way to one of our oceans. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The information is only as valuable as the ability to get that information onto the field to make sure that, you know, we hire people that know how to synthesize the information and how to put it in the right context for the players to use. That's a big part of the game now, is being able to get the information actionable.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, louder than words, rock, power, and politics. Featuring over 175 artifacts from Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Stevie Wonder, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and more. Now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, 360 North State Street in Chicago. Red or blue, we all bleed rock and roll. For info and tickets, visit museum.tv.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, it'd be great. We got him here. We know why he's here. He knows why he's here. And he picked us, and you know, we want to make it worth it for him.
Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward talking about the addition of Craig Kimbrell. Hayward and Kimbrell played together once a very, very long time ago. Well, a couple of times, I suppose, but a long time ago with the
Myrtle
Carolina
Beach Pelicans.
League, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, yeah.
The team.
Hayward was a 19-year-old call-up to the High A team. Kimbrell threw, I don't think it's like four innings or something like that. But they were there for the playoff run for Rocket Wheelers, Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Hell of a ball club that was. Hayward, instrumental, it seems. Well, maybe not instrumental. The money probably had something to do with it. But certainly helpful in getting Craig Kimbrell there. Did you, Gordon Whitmire, the esteemed beat writer for the Chicago Sun-Times, covers the Cubs, was on with Mully and Haw earlier this morning. Luke Kanellison for Mike Mulligan. Did you hear what his little stat in June for the Cubs in terms of how many times they've had the lead when Kimbrell could have mattered? Six.
Wow.
Six times in the month of June have the Cubs been in a situation where Craig Kimbrell or any other reliever could have had a save opportunity.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Thank you, Mike. That is not enough when it comes to the opportunities in front of the Cubs. I mentioned the relative struggles of the Milwaukee Brewers They seem to be a Christian Yelich or bust kind of team at 3-9 over their last 12. The Cardinals have lost a handful. The Reds are a pretty decent team in terms of run differential. They've lost four straight. This was an opportunity. This last 10 days has been an opportunity for the Cubs to pick up or gain ground. It's really spread themselves out from the rest of the National League Central. And maybe just give you a little bit of buffer in case things get worse. Because, I mean, theoretically they could. Injuries are right around the corner. You saw how the White Sox are dealing with both Yoan Moncada and Tim Anderson out now for a little while. That'll make them an interesting team to watch. But what's at the heart of this matter, at least if you listen to the manager of the club itself, Joe Maddon, is the offense. And it's a lack of consistency. It's too many ground balls. And in Joe's estimation, it's rolling stuff over for double plays. He talked about that last night after another loss to the Braves.
Where we're getting in trouble is rollover ground balls in those moments. And, you know, Keuchel, that's how he lives. And of course, we're prepared to not do that, but it's easier said than done. But, I sound like a broken record. I mean, we need to get better at this, period. And good at-bats for the most part. We get guys out there. And then once we do, we might get in a little bit of a hurry. And I think that's what leads to these quick endings to these potential rallies. So got to get better at that. But, again, did work a lot of good at-bats, did a lot of good things. They got us, again, in the close game. I thought our bullpen was really good.
And Danks pitched well. You know, I mean, it's when your manager feels like he's the broken record, it's not a good thing.
Yeah, hearing Joe like that, really think about it. We've been around, he's been around us, we've been around him. We spent enough time on the air, off the air, hearing from him. This is about as frustrated publicly as you're going to hear. I sound like a broken record. We have to be better. And they're in first place. I mean, that's the thing.
And they're in first place.
And they're in first place.
Meanwhile, they're in first place. I think it's still a tough division, relative struggles included, with every team involved that we mentioned coming out of the break here. But, you know, they're floating by this stretch. And they've got an opportunity. Well, we've got Jed Hoyer coming up at 11, the general manager of the club. And I think the question to him, or at least one of the biggest ones, is how do you invoke urgency without seeming desperate on June 27th. I mean, because you don't want to make drastic decisions just for the sake of making decisions. You are still a first-place ball club with potential MVP candidates dotting the first four spots or the biggest four spots in your lineup. And yet, this is an exasperating offense at times.
These struggles bring out texters from odd and interesting places. The 309 says, how about Darvish out of the bullpen? The 3-3-1, change the lineup. Put the hitters ahead of Rizzo and Contreras. And this
put
says,
more outs in front of Contreras and Rizzo.
Yeah, it says 6-3-0. Cubs need to package Schwarber and Happ to some American League team for a speedy outfielder. You guys need to figure that out. That text apparently from 1974.
A speedy outfielder? Yes. They want Vince Coleman?
Yeah, they want Terrence Gore.
What do you want?
I don't know.
Listen,
Trout is fast. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, he can move a little bit.
Schwarber and Happ for Trout. Who says no? Throw in Robel Garcia.
I'm in. Bob in St. Charles, I am taking a call from a Bob without asking your permission. You're on the score, Bob.
Hey, how are you? Always a dangerous proposition, no doubt. So, you know, my opinion is everybody wants to see the Cubs win. We love it. But I would rather see them struggle now at midseason while everybody else is not doing well in our division and work out whatever problems that we need to address, rather than watch them tailspin like they did at the end of last year.
Yeah, but it's not one or the other, though. It's you don't get to choose. It's
you
like,
can
oh,
still tailspin.
Yes, just because they're playing badly now, it doesn't guarantee that this is just they're checking the box for their one sort of middling stretch. That's the problem with that logic. Well, they're just getting this out of the way. This is the bad thing, then it's over.
He is right that it's better to struggle while everyone else is struggling. Thank God for that. Otherwise, you could be underwater in the NL Central. This from the 618. Cubs suck. Cubs are great. Cubs suck again. We just ride the waves. It's baseball. It's a long season. Here's the thing. I understand if you're frustrated about Dan or I or anybody really riding the waves of this Cubs season, but when the season is predicated by 4 months of a front office talking about how this is a reckoning, it changes the dynamic of the season. It has to. You can't put that out there and not have the expectations and not have the wherewithal to follow through.
It is their playbook. We're going by their playbook. Urgency, production over reputation, production over pedigree, all the stuff that Theo said.
I would much rather go through a season and tell you over and over again that Kyle Schwarber will probably end up with a 115 weighted runs created plus.
Yeah.
I would rather go through the season.
Would you still bet on that?
115? Where's he at now? 98? Something like that?
You'd have to really pick it up.
Means two binges and the fall-offs can't be terrible. If you're willing to give me like 6-1 odds or something I'd probably pick that. Well, all right. Is 6-1 too much? What would you actually put down on that? 4? Like 4-1?
On Kyle Schwarber by the end of the year being a 115
WRC plus kind of guy. Yeah, I think he's at, I was just looking through these, scrolling through. I wrote it down, 98.
Although
like
the schedule does relax a little bit, the quality of pitching they're going to see does relax a little bit.
It does. Oh, okay. So what the losses are losses regardless of how other teams are doing. That from the 815. Yes, that's absolutely true. I'm just talking about how you feel after each and every loss as a Cubs fan. I get that each win is as important as the next one and the last one. That's absolutely true. I'm just saying, for how it feels when you're getting punched in the face over and over again by double play after double play, it's a little bit better to do that when you're looking through the standings and seeing that the Brewers have lost, the Reds have lost, and the Cardinals have lost again. And by the way, this is why the Craig Kimbrel pickup for just cash was such a needed thing for the Cubs.
Let's get into that in just a couple minutes. The significance of the fact that Craig Kimbrel has joined the Cubs and will be ready to go for today's game in uniform, ready to come out there and fire. He was up to 96, we were told, by Alex Cohen in his last appearance. So we're going to talk about what that means, and we're going to thank Ozzie Guillen for giving us the best mispronunciation of Craig Kimbrel that we've gotten yet.
Even I couldn't do this.
It's coming up. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Just because you're traveling, it doesn't mean you should get a substandard shave, because a lot of people just throw a disposable razor in the bag. Don't do that, because Harry's fabulous razor with the great shave has a travel cover, and you can do this all yourself right now. You can join the 10 million who've tried Harry's, because this deal is unbeatable. It's a 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. And the only way to get it is to use the code Chicago at harrys.com. And maybe you're like I am, or like the founders of Harry's, we're just tired of paying a lot of money for stuff you don't need. You don't need heated blades and vibrating heads and handles that look like some kind of prop from a sci-fi movie. Those are just ways the leading brands separate you from your money. Harry's doesn't do that. It's durable, quality blades at a fair price, just $2 per replacement cartridge. And this is the deal for this summer, because you're listening. It's a razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and the travel cover, all for just $3, and it ships for free. Use the code Chicago at harrys.com, and when you run out, remember, Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. And if you prefer to shop in-store, Harry's razors are also available at Walmart and Target.
My hands make metal fly. My hands can fix anything. My hands serve part-time in the Air National Guard and save lives. But my hands can't do it alone. Become a maintainer at GoANG.com or call us at 1-800-TO-GO-ANG.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
The Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate it,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the World is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all. And have
for more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. The Ben Zobrist story, the divorce. From a baseball perspective, with how you manage the situation, is it actually...